Well, welcome to the ceremony. Thanks for attending. I'm very honored to be here to speak at this occasion. We're here today in honor of the service members of our country, the sacrifices they made in honor of duty, honor, and country. On Memorial Day, we commemorate and celebrate with humble reverence the memory of absent comrades, all who have epitomized and gave true meaning to the words valor, sacrifice, loyalty, and perseverance. Yet while we revere and cherish the memory of those who came before, we are reminded that our sons, daughters, families are still engaged in the current conflict for the global war on terrorism. And we need to take care of these soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen. To do anything less is to betray the honor of our fallen comrades that we are honoring today. Today we share a common sorrow, but we also are united in our thanks to those who gave their last full measure of devotion to a cause much greater than themselves. I think it would be a great idea for those who take so much for granted, and we do, to consider what alternatives would be available to them if not for the sacrifice of our fallen comrades. This is why we must be mindful to guard against revisionist efforts to rewrite history. We must be ever vigilant to guard against political correctiveness and expedience, serving the political interests of those who would seek to ultimately diminish and lessen the heroism and the brave deeds of our patriots that we are honoring today, as well as a new generation of patriots. Let us leave here today knowing that our destiny as a free people is entirely up to all of us standing here. Let every deed and act of each of our days be guided by the memory of those who gave their lives for our future freedoms, and may their sacrifice continue to inspire us and fill us with hope all the days of our lives. I especially want to thank and to honor the Gold Star mothers and families who have given their sons and daughters in defense of this great nation. May their sacrifice be always remembered. May the Heavenly Father guide us in our daily lives. God bless America.